message from a beautiful island of Puerto Rico, and from Carlos Martinez is going to bring us a message here today. So, Mr. Martinez, if you would join us here, we'd appreciate that. Mr. Martinez.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Wilson. Good afternoon, brother. I hope everyone is having a great Sabbath so far, and a restful Sabbath. I know we are here in Puerto Rico, and we pray you are well. And our weather here in Puerto Rico has been a little bit more sporadic. It's a little bit of heat, a little bit of wind, and cloudy days, and some much-needed rain, but all important is the Sabbath always comes along. We had a little bit of very windy morning, but it calmed down, and now we have clear blue skies, so thank God for that. Well, brother, when I was putting this sermon together, it actually turned out that it was going to be talking about two different topics, but I decided to focus on one topic for today, and the next time that I'll speak, it'll be a continuation of that regarding a second topic. So I'll go ahead and speak to you regarding as far as what's going on today. Well, brethren, we are now at a time when there's so much uncertainty going on around the world, around us today. With each passing week, it seems that the news just keeps getting worse and worse as it relates to what is happening around us with the ongoing global pandemic with the coronavirus. We hear and read that there could possibly be no sporting events until the fall of 2020 or beyond, and even some sporting events that were to take place this fall have been canceled. Just recently, as last week, Harvard University developed a study on the coronavirus prognosis, stating that we could be seeing social distancing in cases until 2022. And it could just be another seasonal disease, like the flu. Everywhere we turn to, whether it's the news, on the television, the internet, the radio programs, or social media, it is evident that everyone is just unsure of what is going to happen to us in the future, especially how we are going to live. We already see long lines at the supermarkets. Everyone is needing to wear masks and gloves to be able to shop around in some places. And although some places around the U.S. are opening little by little, there's ongoing struggles between politicians and citizens as to what the best course of action needs to be for the betterment of society. There is no consensus between people, and this is just with one virus out there. And obviously, in a couple of weeks, we start hurricane season, which seems to point out that if things are bad without a storm, I can only imagine what it would be like if we had a major hurricane in the U.S. or Puerto Rico. Now, brethren, I am mentioning these things to you today in preparation for the main message for today, because we need to be aware of what is going on around us today. There are many obstacles, trials, and tribulations the world is going through right now, and even us today, brethren. We are in constant vigilance of what happens in our surroundings because we need to be aware of what things may come in our future due to the biblical implications set forth by God in His Word. Now, I know it is troubling, stressful, and sometimes even difficult to pay attention on what is going on in our world today, especially with the conditions we face now with the ongoing pandemic affecting the whole planet. So, you might ask yourself, what can I do during these times? You might also ask, what is the solution that we as God's called out Christians need to do when the world looks so hopeless? Well, brethren, one solution during these trying times is the title for today's sermon. Confidence is our strength. Confidence is our strength. We will see throughout today's sermon that we need to have the confidence to finish the work that God has set out for us to do in order to fulfill what is required of us from Scripture. We will be looking at today's sermon from two perspectives. The first is through confidence in conjunction with world events, and the second is looking at confidence through our strength that is expected in us as God's called children. Now, we will look at several scriptures for today's sermon, but I believe it is incredibly important now that we rely on God's word to provide the message for today. But first, let me give you some background with what we will be looking at for today. According to Webster's Dictionary, the word confidence has different meanings, but I only want to focus on three for today. One, a feeling or consciousness of one's powers or of reliance on one's circumstances. Number two, faith or belief that one will act in a right, proper, or effective way. And three, the quality or state of being certain. Also, the word confidence has different meanings with the Strong's Concordance. Strong's Concordance 4006, from the Greek word peipophysis, which is spelled P-E-P-O-I-T-H-E-S-I-S, meaning confidence. Also, Strong's Concordance 4009 from the Hebrew word miptach, which is spelled M-I-B-T-A-C-H, also meaning confidence. And from Strong's Concordance H-982 from the Hebrew word batach, which is spelled B-A-T-A-C-H, meaning to trust. Be confident or sure. Be bold. Brethren, let's begin with the area of confidence. The first area of confidence we will look at is that we need to make sure we put our confidence in God, not man. Let's begin today in the book of Psalms, chapter 65, verses 4 through 5. Psalms chapter 65, verses 4 through 5. Reading out of the King James Version, it says, "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea." Brethren, the essence of putting our confidence in God and not man is based on the premise that God provides the solutions that we need in our life, no matter the situation facing us today. Our complete trust and confidence needs to be on God, because it is through Him that all things are made possible in our daily routine and lives. And God does not allow for anything to happen beyond what we are capable of handling. God is in charge of our lives, brethren, and man can never provide the solution that God can have in us. Never. Let's continue in the book of Psalms, this time chapter 118, inside. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Brethren, David knew that his confidence needed to be placed in God at all times, and not man. He understood that man could do nothing that God could not provide the solution towards what was going on in his life. The same thing needs to be done on our part, brethren, and the same applies in our daily lives, just like David's. Man is only interested in their own selfless hearts and desires, and are looking out to whomever they see fit to trust them, because that is what Satan wants people to do out there. But we know better than that and realize that God sets forth the answers when we are in distress, and our confidence needs to be solely placed on him. Let's turn over now to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 through 8. Jeremiah, chapter 17, beginning in verse 5 through verse 8. It says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inherit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." Brethren, these words are incredibly truthful today, just as they were during Jeremiah's time. It is important that we place our complete and total confidence in God, because with our confidence in man, we will have and feel the emptiness in our life, that there is something missing that man cannot provide, and that is God's solution and comfort to any given situation presented or driven by man. Mankind can attempt to throw anything in our direction, but nothing, absolutely nothing, that is thrown our way in the face of adversity, trial, or tribulation can have a direct effect on our lives, because God will bless us if we obey and follow his will. Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 4, verse 6. This is the time that Eliphaz the Temanite responded to Job after, in the previous chapter, Job cursed the day he was born. Job, chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "Is not this thy fear, thy confidence, thy hope, is not something that is attained easily. We sometimes must go through the most troubling of times in order to reaffirm our confidence and commitment in God and not man. Let's turn over now to the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 19. Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 19. It says, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. I want to look at today is how we need to establish that once we have confidence in God for all matters relating to our life, we must understand that the same confidence we have in Him is our strength. Confidence is our strength because it is through being confident in the process that God puts in our lives that we are able to withstand everything that comes our way. God and His Son, Jesus the Christ, provide us with the strength we need to be able to cope with anything that affects our daily life. We need to rely on God the Father and His Son to have the only chance to carry out His will in our lives, regardless of what could be happening around the world and around the people that surround us, brethren. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 30 and verse 15. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. It says, "For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you, shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not." God speaks very clearly here in the book of Isaiah, brethren. We are to know that when we are alone, confidence will be our strength. But this confidence will not be just us alone, brethren. God will be with us, always. And He will not let anything happen to us, because our confidence in Him will enable our strength to be there. Let's go back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 19 through 26. It says, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. When shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. God will be our strength in times of need. He will be with us. We just have to trust in His process. Now, there will be times when we feel like we can't even fall asleep because of something that is in our minds. And that is fine, because we are human. And our emotions sometimes tend to get the best of us. However, we need to rely on God as our strength through the confidence we have in Him that everything will be all right and that He takes control of our daily life. Let's go over to the New Testament now, to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. Here we will read about Paul's words to the Gentiles while he was in prison. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. It says, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Brethren, our strength also comes from the confidence we place on our Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Christ was sent to this earth to present an example for all of us to follow. And although we are not perfect, without sin, as He was, we can have the confidence that by following in His example, we can have the strength needed to carry out the spread of the gospel. Christ's many examples throughout the Bible prove that He was undoubtedly the person we need to follow the most because of the many trials, adversities, and temptations He faced during His time on this earth. Our strength cannot be built on confidence if we do not follow and obey the words spoken by Christ and trust the process that is placed before us with everything in our lives. And Christ will be our strength during the most trying times. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. And we're going to pick up a few verses there. Hebrews chapter 3, beginning in verse 6. It says, but Christ, as a son over His own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. And dropping down to verse 14, here in Hebrews chapter 3, it says, for we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Let's continue in the book of Hebrews. This time, chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. And these verses I'll read using the New International Version. It says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need promised for. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and not delay. And, but my righteous one will live by faith. And I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back, but we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. Brethren, we cannot let the opportunity slip away when it comes to our confidence in God. His Son, Jesus the Christ, and our need to rely on their strength when it comes to difficult times. We need to understand that our confidence will be rewarded, as we just read in these verses, because each defining moment in our lives provides the opportunity to depend more on our confidence with God than anything else. His will is always done in our lives, whether moments are good, bad, positive, or negative. We have to take what God allows to happen to us in our lives with a grain of salt and acknowledge that He is in control of everything surrounding us. There are times when it becomes difficult to have confidence because a particular or certain situation is so difficult, cannot be easily solved. But remember, confidence is trust, and our trust must remain loyal to God. He knows why everything happens, and He has an answer for everything in our lives. We just have to trust the process. Let's turn over to the book of 1 John, chapter 5, and we'll pick up a couple of verses there. 1 John, chapter 5, beginning in verse 13 through 15. It says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him." Brethren, our strength from our confidence comes from the Son of God, and that through believing in Him, we are able to have the petitions of our heart answered, if it is according to God's will. The way in which this happens is to have our complete confidence and trust in God. We must trust the process in our lives because God answers our prayers and listens to what our heart needs. If we do not have the confidence in Him to answer what we have, then we don't have the strength to confide in Him, and we need to know we can confide in Him, and He will listen. Let's continue in the book of 1 John, this time, chapter 3, verses 19 through 22. 1 John, chapter 3, verses 19 through 22. It says, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our our heart condemneth, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then we have confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Brethren, we need to understand that our heart can be our greatest ally or our greatest adversary, because the heart can deceive above all else, as I mentioned in my previous sermon. However, God is above all, and we need to make sure that when our hearts are on the correct frequency and align with God's commandments, then we have the confidence toward God that we will receive whatever we ask from him that gives all in our lives. Our confidence needs to be strong. It needs to be right. And it needs to be firm with God and not man. And also, we need to make sure that our confidence is our strength to endure anything that comes our way in order to finish the work of God. Let's conclude today's message in 1 John chapter 2. Righteous.